our energies on our great protection plan, which has great value. The thing I talk to people all the time about is say, where can you go for less than $3 to protect your credit, protect your identity, protect your finances, protect your family for less than $3 a day? And so we're turning our attention to the protection plan. Now, of course, in doing that, that's going to raise some questions because some people now are, well, when I was selling the full price product, I was making $100 on a $3.99 sale or even $150 on a $4.99 sale when it came to credit restoration. Now, one thing I could tell you is the price point for the Will Trust Power of Attorney, the MyCare plan, is still intact. So an individual still has the capabilities of selling a product that the company offers, a very important product that people need, and you're looking at the same prices, $3.99, $4.99, the ability to get $100 or $150. But we also wanted to look at, we know that so many people that hear about our company, they're interested in our credit services, and so we created an incentive program for people that are focused on retailing. That might be folks that are in the real estate industry or the mortgage industry, or somebody that maybe their focus just from the get-go is they want to sell and make some money in that way. And then you'll also have people that maybe over time, as they were agents, but then their attention has turned and now they're focused on just selling the service. And so we wanted to create an incentive for them as well. So here's the way it's going to work. And this is really, really valuable. Because it gives more options to everybody. And it also is going to create more residual opportunities to the builders, to the people that want to really build this business. Let's look at it. And I believe this from the beginning is that who wants transactional income when you can have income that you get paid and paid again and again and again for transactions you've done? Transactional income meaning one time, and residual income meaning, yeah, I'm still doing transactions, but I'm getting paid again and again and again for the sale of those transactions. And so everybody's potential to requalify their position, everybody's potential to get to the next title if that's what they're so choosing to do, is going to be that much easier, so to speak, because you're just going to carry more volume with you month in and month out. But here's what's going to happen. So now an individual can sell a protection plan, and they're going to have an additional option. And that option is going to be to take a $50 direct commission on the sale of that protection plan. So think about it. A protection plan sells for $87, and now they're going to have the option to take $50, which is about 60% commission, which if you know anything about sales, is pretty strong. They're going to get up to 60% commission, $50 on the $87. Now, it's going to be paid out in two payments. So they'll get $25 on the first payment, and they'll get $25 on the second payment. So that's what's going to be in place, and that's in place as of right now. So tomorrow, when you go to your back office and you go to your customer placement report, you're going to see three options now. Used to be two. Now it's three. Let's go through the three options. One option is you can opt out and you could take $50. Now, let's keep in mind, what does that mean if you decide to do that? Because if you're a business builder, this isn't going to be the most advisable thing to do if you're trying to build a business and earn the most money. Because if we know anything about our compensation plan, when you're building your business, you could take sales and you can drive customer acquisition bonuses, which are going to be far superior to any retail commission you could possibly earn. Thinking about taking $50 for a protection plan when you could take a couple of protection plans and you can place them under a new agent and you have the opportunity to earn $100 or $200 or $300 or up to $500+. So there's so many more ways to utilize the sales you have to generate way more income, but you do have an option to consider. So now you have three options. Option one, you can opt out of taking these sales and earning a residual income. You can opt out and take the $50 and not be able to place these protection plans to trigger CABs. And so let's go over that again. So option one, you could say, I just want my $50. If you decide to do that, then you'll get paid $25 on the first payment and $25 after the person made their second payment. What will you be giving up in that instance? Well, you'll be giving up your option to get $12 residual income from then on. Now, everybody else in the upline is not affected by this. They'll still be getting their same residual income on these transactions. But as far as the direct seller of this, if they take the $50 option, the 25-month one, and 25 payment two, they're going to forfeit any residual income in the future. And also, these particular sales cannot be placed in the future, and these particular sales cannot be used by the upline for these to trigger cash for the agent who made those direct sales. So if you've got a new agent that gets started and they come in and they make two direct sales and they decide to keep it, those sales are not going to trigger a customer acquisition bonus for you. However, all other commissions and bonuses will be in play. So your level overrides, your generational overrides, your infinity bonus, all those things will still be standard and that will not change. So here's the thing though. Just like when you had a full price product and you say, for instance, on a Wednesday brought in a credit restoration sale, you know that you would have to move that sale by the Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern time in order for you to trigger a customer acquisition bonus. And if you did not do that, then you would be left to get retail commissions on that sale. So the key thing here is the fact you had to move it. Well, the same thing is in place now for these direct commissions of $50, okay? Meaning that you have to opt out of using these sales in any other way other than I want a $50 direct commission. You've got to make that decision by the Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern time following the week the sale was put in. So if you put in a protection plan on Wednesday, by then Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday is going to go by. Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, you have to make sure you go to your customer placement report and you have to click and say, I want a direct commission of $50. And then you'll have that first payment of $25 will be coming to you. And the next $25 will be coming on the second payment. If you do not opt out in that time frame, then automatically that option is lost. That option is lost. You can't come back 2 weeks from now saying, you know what, I prefer to do that. Then you'll be left with two other options, which are the same way it is now. And those other two options are you can decide you want your $12 direct monthly residual commission, which you could do at any time during the 70 days. You can do that moving forward, or you can hold on to it and decide you're going to get an agent and you're ultimately going to place those protection plans. So it's really a matter of making a decision as to whether you want the $50 direct commission right out of the gate, because you've got to make that decision once it's entered into the system by the Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern time following when you put that sale in. If you don't do it, that option is gone and you only have two options remaining: taking the $12 residual, which you could do immediately, then you keep the sale, you're not going to place the sale, or you could decide to place the sale, and then if you place the sale to trigger a custom acquisition bonus, then you'll get paid the $12 starting the fourth month, meaning that the customer paid one, two, three payments, then after that you'll start getting $12 a month. So if you choose the $50 direct commission, you're not going to get the residual on this option. The sales cannot be placed or count towards this agent's cab bonuses. All other bonuses will pay out. It'll be $199 in volume like it is now. So it'll count, the volume will be the same, $199. And it'll also count towards the Medallion Club and R&R Club. So it all counts the same way. Now, you just got to think about this for a second. If you've got somebody, and this is more strategy, and you'll learn this. This is something we're going to be talking about, of course, at the Secrets of Success training. Your upline leaders are going to be talking to you about this as well. When you're presenting the opportunity to somebody, if somebody clearly states right from the get-go that, hey, you know what, I think I could sell the service. I don't know if I'm interested in necessarily building a business. I don't know that I need to be an agent or feel like I'm going to go out and get others or anything like that. You can also consider, just like you would in any arrangement, if you went to a car dealership or you were working with a real estate company or mortgage company and all they were doing was referring you business, well, you would pay them some kind of referral fee. Well, you still can work out some kind of referral arrangement with those individuals, knowing what the company would pay them if they signed up. But if you know that those sales are going to be valuable to you in a way that you can use this to build your business in the way that's going to maximize the comp plan, that's something you're going to want to consider. And that's something you'll learn about as you continue to grow and mature in this business. But that's just something that is, when you think strategy, you got to realize that if somebody is only looking to sell, that it may be best to work out some kind of arrangement with them in terms of a referral arrangement. Now, the question is going to be asked, well, what happens if somebody doesn't make their second payment and I was supposed to get the direct commission? Well, of course, if they don't make the second payment, you're not going to get that $25 for that second payment. However, there's no retraction on the retail client because there's only retraction on customer acquisition bonuses. So if by some chance somebody didn't make a second payment, there's not going to be a retraction because there were no customer acquisition bonuses paid. Of course, if somebody were by chance to get a refund or something of that instance, well, that of course goes without saying that the company is going to recoup any commissions. But it has nothing to do with whether they make payments or not. Retractions only have to do with whether or not, or with, only if it's cap bonuses. Okay? So this is just really important to remember. The option about 5 p.m. Eastern time. You got to make sure that that happens so that you're not feeling like, oh, this is what I wanted and it's too late. And then just keep in mind, the simplicity, of course, anything can sound complicated, confusing a little bit when it's new. But just keep in mind, here's how simple it is. You have three options. Seller protection plan. Somebody can go in and decide to take upfront money. They don't want the residual. They just want $50. They get 25 first payment, 25 second payment. Option two, they can take the $12 residual right now. And if they take the $12 residual right now, those protection plans do count towards volume, towards triggering that cap for that particular agent that takes that commission. So that counts for that. Now, they won't be able to place those sales themselves because they took the residual right out of the gate. But that's option two. And then option three is just holding on to the sales. And if that happens, they don't choose option A, which is direct commissions, $50. They don't choose option B, which is taking the $12 residual right now. They choose option three, which is really just waiting because they want to see, they want to go out, build a business, get agents. And then what happens is no commissions are paid on those particular sales because no decision has been made on them. So there's up to 70 days that you can decide at any time during the 70 days, I'm just going to keep those sales and get the $12 residual. Or you can, at a later date, 50 days goes by and you move those sales and trigger a customer acquisition bonus. Now, what if the entire 70 days elapses? Well, if that happens, then automatically you're going to start earning a $12 direct residual commission on a monthly basis from that point forward. They won't be able to be placed after that window happens, but you will be able to get that direct commission of $12 residual. Now, of course, if you place the sale, once again, you will also get $12 residual income starting on the fourth payment. Okay, so what this really does is give the person who was more of your retailer, somebody that before was maybe making X dollars, they were making $100 selling. This gives them a great opportunity to sell a service that's $87. It's got all the great services that are within the protection plan. And they're getting, think about it, when you look at percentages, if you're selling the full price product at $399, you're getting a $100 commission. You're getting a 20% commission. At a $499 sale, you were getting $150. That's a 25% commission. Now you're getting a 57% commission. So somebody to look at that, and when you measure it like that, percentages to percentages, that's a pretty significant commission that we're offering people. So that's a pretty good deal. All right, now, let's move on and talk about the new fast track bonus. We really wanted to simplify this, and so in order to do that, one of the things that we did was we eliminated the field training and senior field training bonus. Now, some of you might be going, what's a field training bonus and a senior field training bonus? And that just will show you that there aren't necessarily a lot of field training and senior field training bonuses, but there were some. And I want you to think when I use the word the eliminate, like we took away the money, because the company never does that. They move it around. They change things and put it places, but since I've been at the company hasn't taken away any money. They pay more money than any company out there in the industry pays. I assure you of that. The percentage of commission this company pays is unheard of. And they sometimes redirect it in a way so that it can benefit both the agent and the company. But in this instance, that's what's happened. So instead of having this bonus that a lot of people may not even understand, what we've done is eliminated it, and here's what we've said. We've said that every new agent that gets started with the company can earn the highest retail commission available from day one. So what's great about that is that there's no kind of qualification, there's no amount of sales you have to make, there's no time frame in which you have to put in. The bottom line is if you go out and sell, for instance, the MyCare plan for $399, you're going to get $100. If you sell it for $499, you're going to get $150. If you want the direct commission on a protection plan and take all the money up front, it's $50. So from day one, everybody gets the same retail commission, whether you're an agent or whether you're a vice president. Now, to really simplify the fast track bonus, the way it's going to work moving forward, so right as of now, this is the way it is. When an agent makes two personally sponsored protection plan sales, and when I say personally sponsored, personally enrolled, not agents, customers. When an agent goes out and makes two personal protection plan sales within their first 30 days, they get a $50 fast track bonus. And that's regardless of any of the options, meaning like if they take the $50 direct commission, they still get it. If they take the $12 residual, they still get it. If they hold on to the sales for a while, they still get it. So in all circumstances, as long as a new agent coming in within their first 30 days makes two personal protection plan sales, they get a $50 fast track bonus in addition to any other monies they get from those protection plans. Now, some of you may ask, okay, what's going to happen to people, for instance, that had a couple of protection plans placed underneath them, and maybe this week they go out and get a personal protection plan? Well, under the old fast track bonus, right, last month, the one we've had here for a minute, you had to have three protection plans, and a part of that could be even place protection plans. Well, because that era has ended. It ended on Sunday when the month started. It ended on Saturday, June 25th, and on Sunday, June 26th is when the new fast track bonus kicked in. So if that would have happened, that would not trigger a fast track bonus. It's all predicated upon the new way. So if by chance somebody had two protection plans placed underneath them, and then this week they got one person protection plan, they would need a second personal protection plan in order to trigger the fast track bonus. That's the only thing it impacts is that. So once again, you got to have two personal protection plan sales within your first 30 days to get a fast track bonus. Now somebody might say, well, what if I go out and get a MyCare plan I sell for $499? You get $150. It hasn't changed. We just don't call it a fast track bonus. We're just offering them the ability to make the most money in a retail commission right from the get-go, just to keep it simple. So the fast track bonus is only to do with the protection plan. Selling two personal protection plans, you get it. And that's going to be really good because that's going to change up our 3 months to sales director form. It's going to make it a lot easier when you're talking with somebody because now our whole approach is going to be two sales, two agents, two sales, two agents, two sales, two agents. What do we want to do when we get started? Well, we want you to get two protected plan sales for two agents. If you do that, you're going to get a fast track bonus, and you're also going to be on your way to field training. So the objective is two sales, two agents, two sales, two agents, two sales, two agents. And you're going to see that. The form's going to be updated to reflect that. Of course, we're going to be teaching that. And that's going to be really, really simple. Two sales, two agents, two sales, two agents. And that's going to, of course, work hand in hand with the fast track bonus to go get those two sales. So that's how the fast track bonus works. Now, the next thing is the promotional period of time where we introduced at the convention $200 in bonus volume for every protection plan customer that was brought in. So we had a $199 volume, not commissionable volume, and then we tacked on $200 in bonus volume. So it created $399 in total volume. And we did that because it was at the beginning of this new introduction of what we were going to do. We did it for a promotional period of 90 days, and then we actually extended a few months more through the month of July, just giving everybody an opportunity to build up more and more residual recurring revenue with their protection plan, which is why so much emphasis has to be placed on retention. And one of the things I talk about a lot now is attention on retention, attention on retention, attention on retention. And I know that all of us have to work diligently to put our attention on retention. And the company's included in that. I know we've had numerous conversations and again, evolution. We know we want to communicate way more with our customers from the company perspective. We want to provide more detailed tutorials, more marketing material, and more tools in general to help us with that retention. But we also, as agents, have to do a better job of making sure people understand what service they're getting, how to set up their initial services. And we got to spend the time to do some of that and teach our people to do that. And once again, this is why it's so valuable to get people to Secrets of Success training so that we can spend a couple of days with folks and drill that into people's heads about the responsibility of focusing on retention. Because it's great to get new agents in. It's great to bring in new customers. But I would hope that everybody wants to build something that's going to grow and not step back, step forward, step back, step forward, step back, step forward, to really see a growth process happen. And so because we want to put the attention on retention, we're going to set up another promotional opportunity with bonus volume. And we're going to switch it from the first payment when a new customer comes in. Now we're going to switch it to the fourth payment. So here's how it will work. Month one, a new customer comes in, $199 in volume. Month two, that same customer will bring a $100 in volume. These are commissionable volumes, meaning we get paid on it. It counts towards customer acquisition bonuses, all of that. So that's month two, $100. Month three, $100 in commissionable volume. And now month four, not only do you get the $85 in protection plan volume, which is commissionable, but now you'll get $200 in bonus volume. And so that could be huge because think about it. When you start to go out 90 days, and of course it's going to take 90 days for the bonus volume to catch up to you. But once you catch up in 90 days from now, you'll start to see those $200 in bonus volume hitting every single week. That's going to really lift your volume at that point. But the cool thing is that now you really have a solid, when you know you're getting a lot of those bonus volumes, you know you got a lot of volume coming in from customers now that have been on the program for now their fourth payment. And that's going to say a lot for your business. And I really think, you know, this is going to create a lot of great friendly competition. And what I mean by that is that the folks that are really, really seeing their bonus volume pile on, it's because they've gone out as a leader and as a good team of really focusing on retention, because those are the people that are going to have the greatest opportunities to benefit from moving up in promotions because they're going to get a lot more volume. So, for instance, if you've got a lot of attrition happening in month one or I said month two or month three, versus somebody who's got a lot of retention hitting month four, they're going to have that advantage of all that bonus volume, which is going to help them to get promoted and requalify and so forth. So hopefully everybody's going to recognize the opportunity here to put your attention on retention and utilize this bonus volume. Remember, in 90 days, it's going to catch up. So some people might say, man, I really like having that bonus volume when we got people in. And I agree, that was a nice thing. It did a great job. It was exciting. But this is also very exciting because this is going to focus your business on not only getting customers, but doing everything in your power to keep customers in and being rewarded for it. And no, we're also working on some other things that you can, that will take place and we will be talking about in the future. We always know at convention, especially, we roll out new ideas, new concepts, new enhancements, as well as what can we do to increase the value of our protection plan in terms of the products themselves. So that's how the bonus volume will work. That'll be another promotion for the next 90 days. And we're going to see, you know, as we get there, as we get to that 90-day window, we'll probably extend it out because it's going to take 90 days to get there. But we're going to see what kind of difference that makes for all of us as agents in the business. So those are some of the things. We've got a lot of other things that we've talked about, a lot of the things that are on the table. We've got some other product alternatives that we're going to bring to the fold that we'll be able to talk about in the near future. But just know, these are some steps that we felt as a company we really needed to take to protect the sustainability, most importantly, of the company. One thing I know for myself personally, I told this to Mike Toloff, if he was on the line tonight and I asked him the question, I said, Mr. Toloff, what's the one thing that I told you from day one since I got started here and put everything that I had into this company since 2009? And he would tell you that he would say, well, the only thing you've said repeatedly since that day is make sure that the company is always in business. Make sure the company is always strong and solid and compliant and everything that the company is going to be here forever. And I would hope that everybody who looks at FBS as their future, their retirement, their livelihood, that you would want that as well. And so this was, you know, it's a major thing to change something that you've had so long. But, no, it's also a major thing to grow and to evolve to the next level of our careers here at FBS. Now, a couple other things. So, obviously, this changes our presentation a little bit, which is exciting. And we made a few changes to the overview presentation, which is in your back office. You can go and download it. We also sent it out to many of the leaders across the country who can get it to you as well. And we are going to look at the overview, and we're going to sit down and look to make some more changes. And that's what we always do, right? We've been talking a lot about change tonight, and we'll make some more changes. But these are some things that have to be addressed immediately based upon the changes we just made. So the changes are this. When we get to talking about retail commissions, personal sales commissions, we're getting the opportunity now to have a slide that shows for each $87 protection plan sale, you can earn $50. That's almost a $60, a 60% commission. So if an agent goes out and makes a protection plan sale to a customer, they can get $50. Plus, that agent makes two protection plan sales within the first 30 days, they're going to get an additional $50 in what we call a fast track bonus. So if you look at this in terms of income potential on a part-time basis, someone can go out and sell three protection plans per week. They can earn about $600 per month. And again, you're looking at it like if you went out and sold a protection plan and you basically looked at it as an hourly type of job and it took you an hour to sell that protection plan, you're looking at $50 an hour. So three protection plans is about $600 a month. Six protection plans, about $1,200 a month. And 15 protection plans per week customers is almost $40,000 per year. So when you look at it, a lot of people, when they come in, if they're just looking at it from a retail perspective, can look at that and go, wow, you know, on the side, I could go out and build a nice pipeline for sales. I have the potential to earn an extra $40,000 per year. Because I think most people, if they were looking at this as a full-time career, they would be looking at it more than just the direct selling component. They'd be looking at building the entire business, which of course then can lead them to far greater income. But then as we move on, we can show them that they they could earn higher sales commissions if they go out and their focus or their niche was selling My Care Plans, which is our Will Trust Power of Attorney program. And obviously, when you sell that, the price point hasn't changed at $499 or $399, but in the presentation, it's at $499 to show somebody that if they sold a My Care Plan individually, they could earn $150 for each time they do that. And then, of course, that leads to the income potential. If you got one customer per week, that's $600 a month. Five customers per week, it's $3,000 a month. And if you got 15 customers a week, you would be earning over $100,000 a year in direct retail commission. So those are the four slides that we've added in there to address the retail commissions. We like this a lot. We think it's appealing to everybody in that, number one, that you can make almost 60% commission. So when you're doing a presentation and you're saying an $87 product could lead to earning $50 on an $87 product, it's pretty substantial. And then also on top of that, to know that the Will Trust Power of Attorney program is very, very valuable and that that's something that can be offered as well. And then you have even more opportunities to earn a strong direct commission income. So we're going to utilize that. Of course, we're going to go look at additional ways that we can enhance our presentation, as we always do, by talking to the leaders in the field, getting their input and feedback to put together something we all can feel good about, we all can believe in, and we can all utilize. And remember, what's unique about FBS is that FBS's philosophy is that we're all one team, accomplished, striving for one dream and one goal. And just like the reason McDonald's is successful, it's not because of their menu or their recipes per se. It's the fact that they've got a system in place and that no matter where you go across the country, they have or the world even, they have a recognizable brand, a recognizable process. And that's what we as FBS want to do. You know, it's nice to be able to send somebody to a meeting in another part of the country and to know they're going to see what they would see, whether it's in New York or whether it's in California, that everybody has the opportunity to see the same presentation. And that's our objective. That's always what we're striving for. So hopefully I did a good job of explaining what the adjustments are. Of course, as I said, you know, right from the get-go, I took a lot of time and tried to be as detailed as possible, but there are not that many adjustments or enhancements, just something that you got to understand. It's just a little bit different than what we were doing. But it's a good plan of action. It gives everybody, in order for us to make this adjustment that our founders want to make in terms of discontinuing the full-price product, to really, really solidify our future, protect our company. It gives everybody a chance to make sure that we're in good shape there, and at the same time, still finding ways to make it lucrative for our agents that want to go out and focus their energies and efforts just on the direct commission side, which I feel like we've definitely done that. So last thing, just want to mention, a lot of excitement going on about the big show. The big show's coming up in just a couple of weeks. Obviously, to me, this is the greatest life-changing program, the greatest game-changing program, and it's something that we know changes lives, without a doubt. So we hope to see all of you there, not this coming weekend, but the following weekend, July 8th through the 10th. For those of you who are working on the cruise contest, and some of you are new, I mean, you have an opportunity being at the big show to get up to 45,000 cruise points just for being there. And, you know, also as the season pass holder, if you're on the line listening, you know that you have an opportunity to help someone get there. You can do that person a great service and a great help by helping them to get there, and you know you can do that. So make that happen. We're excited. We're working hard to put on the best performance that we can to create a lot of momentum to drive through, help to drive through the upcoming months, the summer months, all the way through into the end of the year and into next year's convention. You know, that this is amazing how fast this year is already going, knowing that literally 6 months of 2016 2016 is already in the books, and six more months to go to finish out a great 2016. Now, as we go here, I happen to have the latest cruise points. So I figured while we do, we're going to go through this. I've got the top 65 point earners right now. And keep in mind, of course, that this can change at any time for a lot of reasons. So if your name isn't called, it doesn't mean you don't still have a legitimate shot to be on the cruise. Of course you do. You just got to go to work. Go to your back office. Go to your cruise point tracker. See the rules. See the video. Watch the video. I've seen that video so many times. It's so motivating. It's so awesome. It's so exciting to see. But you still have a great chance. You still got plenty of time, but you got to work urgently and diligently right now to make it happen. All right, starting at number 65, we have Bill and Tina Oliver, then Calvin Gleaton, Michael Johnson, Sharice Robinson, Carlos Benz, Thomas Wynn, Mandy Jones, and Victor Ayala. Those folks all have over 60,000 points. Now we're moving on to folks that have over 70,000 points. Wayne and Susie Clark, Jonathan and Diamond Wynn, Tracy Wayne, Leanne Robinson, William Bobadilla, Asad Khan, Felicia Guidry. Now we're up to the top 50. Tiffany Allen, Toy Jones, Don Sowell Jr., Francis Fleming, Shamiko Cole, and Tracy Green. Now we're moving up, by the way, to 80,000 points. These individuals all have over 80,000 points. Latasha Rozier, Mike and Lorna Miller, Herbert Ford, Lance Petway. We're also now at the top 40, Lakeisha Sowell and Ennis Fant. We're moving on to the 90,000-point market up. John Robinson, Anthony Vann, Sonia and Naeem Abdullah, William and Kenesha Griffin, and Ashante Odom. Now we're moving on to over 100,000 points. Randy Cochran, Daniel Cottingham Jr., Daryl Gentry. Now we're at number 30. So top 30, Fritz Monasim, Carl Merriweather, Derek Smith, Rushy Jones, and David Moon. We're over 120,000 points now. Byron Hall, Jason Lee, Darby Nokes, Lima LeMay, Brett and Heidi Ehlers. We're now at top 20. Top 20, Danikia Bailey, Warren Bauerfeld, Bradley and Tanya Andrews, and Tony Camilleri. We've now just crossed over the threshold of 150,000 points. Paul Miles, Roy and Kendra Malone, Terrence and Akina Smalls, Mike Watson, and Jill Halbreich. We're moving into now over 200,000 points. Lakeisha Marion, now at number 11. Number 10, and this is the top 10, Tammy Arnold, Randy and Michelle Donnell. Now we're up over 250,000 points. Lou Brown, Johnny Newsom, Ashton Henry. Now we're at the top 5. Top 5, all of these individuals, as it sits right now, are going to get two cruise tickets, two travel vouchers, and $1,000 in cash. Number 5, Sean and Monica Andrews. Number 4, Wayman and Gene Kempson. Number 3, Alfred Nixon. Number 2, oh, and by the way, now at number 2, we're over 350,000 points, and these top 2 neck and neck right now, Dale and Shirley Guiducci and Nicola Smith-Jackson at number 1, holding strong so far, each week holding strong at number 1, but definitely right now, number 2 and number 1 is definitely tight, and lots of other people coming up strong. So that's the cruise points for this week. Obviously, we will be back with a Motivational Monday coming soon. And hopefully, again, this information really was helpful in just knowing what you need to do to move forward. Of course, if you have questions, you'll be calling the company and whatnot, and they'll be sharing that information with me. And so we can put together more calls, and we're going to ultimately be updating all the videos that are affected by these changes, and to be able to provide just easier things for you guys to do, to explain it to your teams and to understand it for yourself. So on that note, I'll sign off for tonight, and just know that all of us are part of something really, really special. I can tell you that what's super exciting is we're at Independence Day. And when you think about Independence Day, you think about America, the greatest country in the world. And the reason it is because anybody from anywhere can do amazing things. All they got to do is be willing to give it their best effort. And FES, that's what it is. It's America's greatest opportunity. You just got to take advantage of it. So on that note, have a good night, everybody. And we will look forward to talking with you soon.